Agatha Raisin and the Potted Gardener by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. A mild, damp winter was edging towards spring when Agatha Raisin motored slowly homeward to the village of Carsley after a long holiday. She persuaded herself that she had had a wonderful time far away from this grave of a village. She had gone to New York, then to Bermuda, then to Montreal, and then straight to Paris, and so on to Italy, Greece, and Turkey. Although she was a wealthy woman, she was not used to spending all that amount of money on herself, and felt obscurely guilty. Before, she had nearly always gone on the more expensive arranged package holidays, where she was with a group. This time, she had been on her own. Carsley had given her the confidence, or so she had thought, to make friends. But she seemed to have spent a blur of weeks either in hotel rooms or in dogged solitary forays round the tourist sites. But she would not admit she had had a lonely time, any more than she would admit her prolonged absence had anything to do with her neighbour, James Lacey. At the end of what she fondly thought of as my last case, she had drunk too much in the local pub with one of the women from the village, and on returning home had made a rude gesture to James, who had been standing outside his cottage. Sober and remorseful the next day, she had humbly apologised to this attractive bachelor neighbour, and the apology had been quietly accepted. But the friendship had sunk to a tepid acquaintanceship. He talked to her briefly if he met her in the pub or in the village shop, but he no longer came round for coffee, and if he was working in his front garden and saw her coming along the lane, he dived indoors.